In 1 John chapter 4, talking about spirits, unclean spirits, and all that stuff. And every day you live, you deal with spirit, or you got spirits around you. And we all know that we got the Holy Ghost of God inside of the Holy Spirit. And but you're always in the situation where there's going to be spirits. If Clarence Larkin's got a book called Spirit World, and if you read that, it'll enlighten you a lot about what's going on in the atmosphere. And when the Bible talks about, and you read your Bible, you'll find out. We're going to look at some verses tonight on spirit, a spirit of man, spirit of God, and the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world." So it likens spirits, unclean spirits, to false prophets, and false prophets teaching false doctrine, and teaching a lot of other things. It says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." And it says, "You're of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you," talking about the Holy Spirit of God that's inside you, "than he that is in the world, and the spirit of this world, and Satan's spirit." And it says, "They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." There's a spirit that goes along with the truth. There's a spirit that goes along with error. And it says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might through him..." Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Now, I want you to look at some verses. We went through some last week. And let's go to Acts 16. And talking about in evil spirits and all that stuff. I've had to deal with people who had unclean spirits in them. I've dealt with people. And it seems like you walk on, you know, unclean spirit comes up and notices a person that is of God. Unclean spirit. If a person that you deal with and you're on the street, if they get drugs, they take drugs or something like that, for some reason, that spirit takes over in their life, in their body. And when you walk up, I've had people had unclean spirits in them. And I never forget, when I was going to Bible school, a missionary named Dan Truax, and he was a missionary in Africa. And Dan Truax said this, I never forget, sitting in his class, was a missions class, and he would tell stories about missions and about things that happened in his life. And Dan Truax was a pioneer missionary into Africa in the 1930s, 40s. And Dan Truax said this, he went into bush, him and his wife, and they had a team of men that they hired to go with them to carry supplies. His wife was a registered nurse. She knew how to minister penicillin and all that stuff. She knew how to, you know, she knew how to help people and give them medication. And so Dan Truax was a preacher, and he said he went in and he'd go into villages that they'd never seen a white man before. He'd go into villages, and the chief would accept him. And he said one night he was sitting there, and they were having a big, you know, celebration. And they were dancing around, and there was a group of young people out in the field. They had a big bonfire going, and the chief was sitting next to him. And he said his wife was over there giving penicillin to people and helping women that's going to have children, had any kind of infections and stuff. And she was helping them. And he, out of the corner of his eye, the fire was burning. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw the witch doctor come out of his hut and had a spear and was running towards his wife. And was going to stick his wife. His wife has had her back to him, and she's standing there administering medication. And the witch doctor came after her with a spear, going to run her through. And Dan Truax said there was no way he could get to her, no way he could get over there to defend her. And the men that was with him, they didn't even see it. The witch doctor just came out of his hut and started running towards her with the spear. And he said he stood up and he yelled, and the music, the drums, everything stopped. And he said, and when he yelled, "In the name of Jesus, by the shed blood, stop," like that, and pointed his finger at the guy. And he said, in the name of Jesus, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, he pointed his finger and said, stop! In the name of Jesus. And he said that witch doctor froze for about a second. He dropped the spear and turned around and walked back to his hut. And he said the chief was sitting there, saw that whole thing, thought that he was some super god or something. And it allowed him to, they wanted to start worshiping him. And he said out in the field, they had a big bonfire and they were dancing around. And he said he went out there and he was trying to preach to them. And he went out there and the young people were dancing around this fire. And it was a young girl that was elevated over the fire. They're getting ready to sacrifice this girl on behalf of what just happened to the devil. And he said he went out there. And he said the girl was being levitated. He said he almost fainted. He said he went out and looked in there and went, and he said he backed up and they looked at his face. And he said, if I would have backed up and ran, he said they would have believed the devil was more powerful. So what he did, he broke their bond, their hands, and broke it down and went down and grabbed that girl and pulled her away from the fire. He said then they all ran for the woods, thinking that the devil or the gods, so-called gods or spirits, were going to kill them all. And he stood out there and preached to them, and they finally came out of the woods. He backed up and started preaching to them, and the whole place, the chief, everybody, he preached to them about Jesus Christ. Preached to them about the precious blood, how more powerful the blood of Jesus Christ is. And the whole village ended up trusting Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
And Dan Truax, I'll tell you what, I used to sit in his class and go, wow. And Jesse was down in South Carolina, went to a church there, and somebody had just mentioned Dan Truax, and Jesse asked if he was still alive, and he said he just died. But Jesse said, Brother Dan Truax really had influence on my preacher. And Dan Truax was a pioneer missionary. And I used to sit in his class, and the reason I loved his class, we didn't have no tests. We just sit and listen to stories. And what a blessing that was. But it says, you talk about spirits, we deal with it every day. Every day you live, you got spirits around you. There's spirits talking to you. And you got to be careful about what you listen to.
Amen.
You got to be, if spirits come through, I've told you this last week, spirits come through statues, they come through music, they come through drugs, they come through drinking, they come through all kinds of stuff. And you can mess with, have unclean spirit around you and end up controlling you. Now, the Bible says if you're saved, you have the Spirit of God. But then you got the spirit of man in there. And you say, how in the world does that work? How's that Spirit of God inside you? And when you got saved, the Bible tells us that God sealed you to the day of redemption. But you got the spirit of man. And that spirit of man you got a body, soul, and spirit. And that spirit of man. Now we're going to look at some things, what the Bible says about spirit. And you know what the Bible says? Take your Bible, look in Luke chapter... Luke 20, let's go to Luke 20 something. Look in Luke chapter 23, and the Bible talks about, there's seven sayings of Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, but he still had a spirit. And he had the Holy Spirit was evident. But he had the Spirit. It says, when Jesus had cried with a loud voice. Now, this is the only, Luke is the only book that says this. It says he gave up the ghost. Now, Brother Bilbo taught, he believed this, that the ghost, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit are the two different things. I said, no, I didn't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe they're one. They're the same. Why? Because look at this. Look at here. And it says, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the what? Ghost. Now, sometimes your Bible says Holy Ghost. Sometimes it says Holy Spirit. They're both the same. Because it wouldn't be four parts of the Trinity. It's only three parts. Three parts, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And we say Spirit, but the Holy Ghost is the same. Now, Jesus Christ he gave up the ghost. And it says, he said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So when the man dies, when a man dies, if he's saved or lost, look what the Bible says. If Ecclesiastes chapter 12, look in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We're going to probably spend a little time on this spirit thing and talking about spirit. But we're talking about evil spirits a minute ago, but I'm going to show you in Acts 16 in a minute. But we'll just go to Ecclesiastes and Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and look at, verse 7. Ecclesiastes 12, 7. It says this. It says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. I'm looking for another verse that says that spirit of an animal goes to the ground and the spirit of man goes upward. It's in Ecclesiastes. I was thinking 12. Let me go back here and look. Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes 3. Now, when Jesus gave up the ghost, he said the spirit went back to God. Now, if a man's saved, or even if he's lost, if a man gets a man his spirit, it says, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth what? Upward. And the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward? So if a man dies, his spirit goes back to God. And a man's soul goes to hell. His soul goes to hell. The Bible says this about Jesus Christ. It says, he said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And he gave up the ghost. But his soul went where? Where did his soul go? Jesus' soul went where? Where? No, his soul went, when he died on the cross, where'd it go? It went where? No, it went to hell. He went to hell. Jesus Christ went to hell. Over in Acts. Go to Acts. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. His soul went to hell. But after he resurrected, his soul went to heaven. He led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men, and he says, and he went up into heaven, the third heaven. Look what it says, verse 25, Acts 2, 25. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in what? Hell. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. So Jesus Christ never seen corruption. Never seen corruption. His body never seen corruption. His soul went to hell. Thou hast made known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. So Jesus Christ's soul went to hell, and his spirit went back to God, but his soul went to hell, and his body went in the tomb. So if a man's not saved, a man's soul goes to hell, his spirit goes back to God, and his body will end up in the lake of fire. So, but here, talking about spirits. Now, look in Genesis chapter 6. Genesis 6. I know this is talking about the Holy Spirit. God says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Look in Genesis 6. We're going to do an extensive study on this spirit thing. Look what he says. He says in Genesis 6, 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And God's always dealing. God's always dealing with man, and his spirit's always dealing. The Bible says the Holy Ghost has come to convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So the Holy Ghost comes to convict men and show men their need of Jesus Christ. That's what it does. But God says here, when he destroyed the earth the first time, or the second time, he says, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So God says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Now, when God stops striving with man, look out, brother, look out. Now, go back to 1 John chapter 4, and let's go to Acts 16. Look at Acts 16. Now, people think about somebody having an unclean spirit in them. They think of somebody foaming at the mouth, somebody running around and, you know, going rawr, rawr, like that kind of thing. But that ain't always the way it is. The unclean spirit in a man can cause a man to believe a lie. Amen. And cause a man to go into error. Because he didn't say, God, show me the truth. The Bible says there's a spirit of truth and a spirit of error. It all depends on what you're looking for. There's people going around spreading lies. They're spread lies. They spread false lies in religion. That's why the Lord said about the false prophets. There's people that will spread a lie, and the Lord said, okay, you want to spread a lie, you want a spirit of error, then you go on with it. Now, I was telling you about Dan Truax. I was over in Washington, D.C. one night, and me and my wife was in a restaurant, and these guys were outside fighting and over at the liquor store. And my wife said, they're fighting over there. So I said, I can't sit and watch the thing, so I went out to break it up. But I went out to preach to them. And I went out to the in front of the bar, and I walked over, and both of them was on the ground, and it was a white guy and a black guy. And they were supposed to be together. I guess they were hanging out, and they got drunk, and they, you know, people get drunk, and they'll get messed up, and they'll start wanting to fight each other because of the spirit. I walked over, and I never forget, I leaned down. My wife's watching. I leaned down, and I said, hey, man, we all fighting? I said, you shouldn't fight. And I said, you know, Jesus Christ died for you. I'm preaching to him like that. And they looked at me, and they're standing there staring at me. And finally, one guy started growling at me. He goes, like that. I backed up and went, whoo. I stood up. I'm ready, bracing myself. And he started growling at me. And he jumps up, and the one guy reached over and tried to stop him. He knocked that dude over, and the guy got up, and just wild look in his eyes. He ran over to a trash can, got two bottles of beer bottles, the quart bottles, and he broke them and started running at me with these bottles. And I thought about Dan Truax. It just came in my mind. And I went like this. I went, in the name of Jesus, stop! Like that. And I believe I said something about the shed blood. And when the devil and unclean spirits mess with you, they'll come around you. You mentioned the blood of Jesus Christ. They can't hang out. Amen. That's more powerful than anything. You start feeling scared or something. You say, Lord, wash me with blood now. Thank God for the blood. Start singing about the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Man, you start singing about the blood. And I'll never forget that dude came running at me, and I went, in the name of Jesus, and I said, stop. And that dude froze. If I didn't see it in my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. He froze. He went. And for a second, he dropped both bottles out of his hand, turned around, and started walking down the road. He said, what did I do? I went, no, I didn't do that. I went, wow. When the Bible talks about there's power in the name, it's power in his name. And that dude walked down the street, and I was telling him, Jesus Christ loved you, died for you, paid your sin. I'm preaching that. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. So when the Bible talks about a spirit, unclean spirits, it talks about a spirit of man, spirit of the devil. It talks about the spirit of God. It talks about a spirit of truth and spirit of error. It all depends on what you're looking for. And like I said, when people smoke stuff, they say that's unholy smoke. And when they're drinking something, they call it wine and spirits. You're drinking in spirits. You're taking in something in your body. That's why people are out of control when they're drinking. They got spirit in them. It takes over. They can be a saved person and still invite and take a spirit in them. Now, look at this. Paul, the apostle, is preaching or walking around, and there's a woman that gets hooked up, and she's following. She was a woman that she had brought much gain to her master. Look at verse 6. It says, now when they were going throughout Perga and region of Galatia, and it says, forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word of God in Asia, they will come to Mysia, and they essayed to so on. Let's see, where were we at here? 14. It says, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended on the things which were now spoken by Paul. No, that's not it. What is it? All right, there it is. There it is. And it came to pass, I should have kept reading. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us. Now, she had a spirit to be able to tell futures. These palm readers and stuff, you say, oh, they're a bunch of fakes. Some of them are. But some of them got a spirit about them. They can tell you stuff. You seen the guy on television, they'll pick somebody in the crowd. They'll say, what about that person? He'll say, well, your grandmother, and he'll start telling them. He'll start telling them, and they'll go, oh, what is she saying? What is she doing? What is she doing right now? And if he was telling the truth, he'd say, either she's in heaven right now or she's in hell. Right. But what they do is the spirit of divination. And they can tell the future. Jean Dixon went down she went all the way to Dallas. She told people that Kennedy was going to get shot in Dallas, and she went there to try to stop it. She knew it. The devil knows certain things about certain people and things that are going to happen, but he don't know everything. He knows some things. Especially when it's in his power. When it's in his power to do things, say, like Kennedy, Kennedy's, as far as I know, wasn't a saved man. If a guy's not saved, the devil has power knowing what he's going to do with that person. So this woman had an unclean spirit in her, and look what she does. And we're going to have to stop with this. It says, divination met us, which brought her master much gain by Susan. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. That sounded good. She's telling the truth. Which show on us the way of salvation. She's saying, these guys are going to show us the way of salvation. This did she many days. I don't know how many days that is. Could be 10 days. Could have been 5 days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Notice it says, and he came out the same hour. The Spirit, he. And when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceeding trouble our city. It cost us money. These guys come in here and cost us money. They messed with this woman, told her how to get saved, or rebuked the spirit in her, and we lost our money because of that. So there's this spirit of error, and even though she was telling the truth. So we'll have to get into the thing next time. More, we're going to get deeper into it.